137.
I think that's...
Two.
Fast, yeah, that sounds fast, but...
132.
Oh, yeah, 132.
The other side of the five number.
The other side of the five. any public comment? Seeing none, closed public comment, regular items, 3A minutes. Approval of minutes for November...
28, 2012.
I guess I'll move.
That means you're going to have to...
I'll second.
I know that you guys, you're a landfill agency and you want to save paper, but our rule is you can't go that small a font.
Well, that was the font that I was told that the Board of Supervisors packets were going to.
I don't know why. We had a letter in our packet this last meeting that was this font, and I couldn't read it.
Yeah, they had told us to use...
Electronically, it is a certain font.
Okay, then we'll adjust it. I mean, yeah. I'm fine. Okay. I mean, if you don't like the Arial either, but we were told to use Arial 10 to be consistent, so...
I'll check into that. I think use Arial 12.
Yeah, so I apologize.
No reason to.
I just thought I'd point it out in case the board...
So I got a first and second on the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And warrant registry? Warrants for May 13, in the amount of $61,000.
What did I see on here that caught my eye?
There's two payments to Intel Waste for the negotiations, RFP services that were provided within budget, and Intel Waste actually did have to come up a third time that was not originally anticipated in the agreement with Bruce Murphy. And so I will be bringing it to the board to consider accepting the cost of that third trip up here, but that would have to be for the full board to consider. But that's the amounts of $11,566 and $7,360.
Mm-hmm. And all that was had to do with the RFP and all the preparation of that and all of the...
And the evaluation. Okay.
But you might remind them that that's going to be reimbursed.
Yes, that will be reimbursed by the successful contractor.
That was part of the RFP process, so whether it was Waste Connections or whoever.
If the agency assumed operations, of course it wouldn't have been reimbursed by itself. But given that the board chose to go with Waste Connections in the RFP, it says whoever ends up with the contract will reimburse for those costs.
Okay,
good.
So with that comments?
Okay, I'll accept as presented.
Second, Mr. Speaker.
Second.
Motion to approve and second to approve the warrants for May 13. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carried. And item C, the budget. Third quarterly budget update. Is there any updates, really?
There's not really any budget updates so much. So the executive committee does not have the authority to make any adjustments right to the budget. So the only thing that I can say that's maybe something to expect is that at year end, I will ask for possibly an increase to special professional services up to $100,000 for this year. And that is due to agency legal counsel sitting in all of the negotiations meetings. There's a significant cost associated with that. That being said, the agency still does have a significant amount of reserves that it's been holding for a new office. It has $421,851.99 in reserves as of May 1, 2013 to cover the operating loss for this year.
Okay, so that takes care of that. Does that also take care of the preliminary budget?
It does not take care of the preliminary budget. The preliminary budget there's a couple of different changes that are gonna happen because our funding mechanism is gonna be going to completely change beginning March 1, 2014 when the new contract takes effect. Instead of getting 12.36% of all revenues incoming at the landfill, JPA2 will receive a flat $38,000 per month. And that $38,000 per month is not dependent on tonnage. So no matter what tonnage the landfill gets, we will get $38,000 for the landfill. And that resolves some of the JPA's funding issues. It includes the AB 939 payment that the board approved last October. It's already encapsulated in that $38,000 fee, as well as the HHW facility costs for both facilities, because with the new contract, we will be assuming those operational costs for both facilities, as well as management. Right now, Waste Connections is quote unquote responsible for management. They do not manage it, but they're responsible for it. And we cover the cost plus 10%. They upcharge us 10% for the management. And that's in the contract that they're allowed to do that.
So is this all part of the new contract negotiation?
Yes. This was in the proposed agreement that was part of the RFP. So this isn't anything new. It was in the RFP.
I'm trying to remember all that stuff back there.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to walk you back through it. And so what I'm trying to say is that beginning March 1, there's going to be a shift in how this agency's funded, as well as how JPA1, the Tehama County Sanitary Landfill Agency, is funded. Right now, there's a lot of moving money back and forth between the two agencies, and you'll see that there's direct expenses and indirect expenses.
Right. It's going to make it much simpler.
And it's going to make it much simpler because we will not have to do the moving back of funds. So since JPA2 will receive all the funds for the HHW facilities, it will pay all of the costs for the HHW facilities. Right. So there's no reason for me to move funds over to JPA1 and then when the invoices come in, have to split the cost between the two agencies. It just doesn't make sense. Right now for the methane gas loan, JPA2 holds the loan on JPA1's behalf, and so JPA2 makes the payment, and then JPA1 reimburses JPA2 for the payment. Well, since JPA2 will receive the funds, it's just going to make the payment.
Exactly.
It just makes it so much more streamlined. So you'll see that there's going to be some numbers jumping, and it's explained in here, and I'll go over it completely at the full board meeting with the full board so that they can understand how those changes are going to affect March 1st, 2014.
That's a year away.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even bring it up until February of 14.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even want to see it in the preliminary and the recommended budget?
I don't
think
so.
Okay.
You know, Bill, do you? I mean,
well, if it's something she knows, at least a minimum it should be in the narrative or something. So that
maybe in the narrative, but I would.
I could show it
just
both
kind of
ways.
Heads up that it's coming.
The budget, it's not a
budget item.
It's not a budget change. It's just the way you're accounting for
it. It's an accounting change.
It's just the
but account. The budget line items for JPA2, for instance, for hazardous waste disposal, it's going to go up for JPA2, but accordingly, it's going to go down for JPA1.
Okay.
And so you will see a movement of numbers, but the actual effect is zero.
Right.
We're not spending any more money.
So it is not a budget change. It is a procedure change.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll show it both ways so the board can see, so I can explain it. I think that the board may appreciate that.
You're gonna confuse.
I'm gonna confuse.
Well, I
think if it's a zero wash, I think you have
a
summary
about it.
You know, Bill knows. We know. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Otherwise,
I think just the statement that it is good enough. I don't know that an explanation of how it is is necessary.
Okay. Because I have to show that JPA2 is going to be spending more money. I have to show that in the budget.
Yeah,
but you do that in the paragraph.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah.
Yeah, but when you do that, overall though, just simplify it.
Okay.
Very simple, in February, that there will be an accounting change. It's not a budget, it's an accounting change.
Okay, between the two agencies.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that makes it easy.
I mean, we all know you do good detail work.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So you've got that.
And we know that the backup is there if somebody questions it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, so.
So was that?
We're still on the third.
That was C2.
No, 3C.
C1.
C1, 3C1?
Both of these are informational.
No, we did the preliminary budget.
I'm online here, so I'm screwed up.
Okay, that was 3C2, yeah.
3C2, okay.
The preliminary budget, yeah.
So now we're on 4.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we need any action on that?
Nope.
No.
No action there.
Okay.
So as part of the negotiation update, and I apologize for the typo, we are still working through some of the problems with ICAM too. They're just.
Oh, yeah.
We only have meetings, especially the executive committee. It hasn't met since last November, so with the new software for the agenda process, we're still working through, and there's sometimes where it's taking us a lot longer.
While you're talking about that, and since Steve's got it pulled up here, if you go back to the original county page where it allows you to select different meetings, okay? They are not listed on that list of meetings in what we normally call them, okay? For instance, now on here is Tehama County Reb Luff Landfill Management Executive Committee, but I believe that the email that came out says it's JPA2.
Oh, I think that's just Bryn's email to you.
You mean, the email is something I typed out.
But they need to match.
Okay.
Okay, because if I'm looking for JPA2 in an email, and then I go to IQM2, I need to look for the same thing.
Okay, so you want it to say executive committee?
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
I need to know, I need to make it so it's simple and I understand it.
Yeah, because you're not in the lingo with us every day with.
Well, we've been in 4 meetings with 4, you know, I'm thinking HHW, okay. I was just in another meeting.
With acronyms and all different acronyms, yeah.
Yeah, which might have a completely different meaning for the same letters, so.
Yeah, and I try to write out what acronyms stand for, but I know sometimes I glitch.
I know for health services, I had 8 pages of acronyms.
Oh, wow.
Between state, county, and program.
Oh, and it's worse now with the new mental health stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just came from mental health.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, so we're in 4?
Yes. 4-1.
4-1.
So I guess I can just say that Bill, Rick Crabtree, Jim Curtis, who's the agency's legal counsel, Arthur Wylene, who's county counsel, and I met with Waste Connections on May 1st and 2nd. First, some fairly lengthy negotiation sessions. We actually, on the 1st, extended the session, and we canceled our appointments for later in the afternoon so we could keep on going. And they do appear to be proceeding rather well. We're waiting to see. There's going to be some tipping fee increases, I expect, to stabilize the rates, because I'm sure, as you recall, there was a lot of exceptions to the proposed agreement. And so I just want to forewarn you that there will likely, I don't know what the full effect will be, we're waiting to see that, but there likely will be.
Hi, come on in, we're just talking, just starting to get to that.
Right.
Well, come on up, you can sit at the table.
Come on to the table.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, come on here.
Okay, well, we were up here looking at reporting, so we thought we'd just sit in and listen.
No, your timing.
Thank you.
Your timing couldn't have been better, because I was going to speak up, and now you can speak up with, and I think reinforce the same message.
Okay.
The neat thing was really that we're just at the item about where the state of negotiations.
Negotiations, they came in perfect.
And what happened was, you know, the direction you gave us was to try to get as.
A deal.
Yeah, and also as much of an ironclad, we kind of use that word, agreement. Well, what that means is, take out as much ambiguity as possible from the agreement. And so what we explained, and Waste Connections totally got it, and came to the table with all the players that they needed to on their side to have a valid discussion, is we may, as Christina just said, they may have to come back and say, here is a higher tipping fee, initial tipping fee, but with that higher tipping fee, we get stability. So we get you know, less risk transferred to the agency, both for liability and more importantly for maybe from financial purposes, but recognizing that there's a cost to that. But so that's kind of where we left it. And so what we're really, although this is just informational, it's also letting you know, we've canceled that meeting for the 28th, right? The full board meeting?
Yeah, because we're just not ready for it. We're not there yet.
But it's for a positive reason. We didn't want anybody to worry and say, gee, you know, this they canceled it because it's not working out. In fact, it's just the opposite. We really feel that we're working towards a deal that we'll be able to bring back to the full board.
Well, I believe the board gave 60 days. Do we have to go in and modify that?
Well, we won't meet on the 28th anyway.
Within the 60 days, we will be able. When was that first meeting?
It's May 28th. Is the 60 days.
Right. So what he's saying is was that actually a
yes?
So we may have to have a quick meeting.
Mm-hmm. No, just it was a motion with a second with direction to be back within 60 days, mm-hmm. 60 days or less.
Okay, so we need to have a meeting on the 28th. To meet that 60-day deadline, to tell the board that we need more time, but that it's moving positively.
Yeah, there's no. Well, we can
set one now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no board meeting that day, but I don't know if we got people going to be out of town.
I'm going to be with the sheriff and Bob until at least noon that day, and then I have until 4:00.
Okay.
Can you maybe schedule something for the 21st?
That's what I was going to say. If we could just.
Because it'll be a quickie at 8:30 in the morning on the 21st. I don't know how that works for the city people.
This month, May. Next week.
Oh, it's got to be next week.
That'll work.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know if it works for the city people, though.
We'll call first, but we'll see.
Listen, I'll bring goodies, Rob.
I don't have a problem. That's, you know, that's council meeting day, but our council meeting doesn't start until 7 o'clock. So.
Yeah, well, but this will be in the morning.
Morning meeting.
Yeah.
And we just need a quorum.
We just need a quorum. So if we could if we possibly could get three city guys.
I don't see a problem for me.
That'll be the only...
Because you're right. It was an action that we have to come back and get direction or take another formal action that we're.
I don't think we're going to be at jeopardy because we didn't come back and move that.
You're right. There's still people outside of the room that are watching this process. I'm sure Recology will say, "Wait a minute, you guys didn't meet your deadline."
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'll schedule a meeting that'll be tentative from May 21st. In the morning sometime, but yet to be finalized until we talk.
For some reason, I naively thought that this we could have taken action at the executive committee level and given us that cover, but I think you're right. I think we need to do it on a full board meeting. Okay.
The other thing the board, I think Dennis did, is we said all morning meetings we're gonna go to 8:00 instead of 8:15 mm-hmm. so that we don't get cramped with time.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Will that work for you, Rob?
Yeah.
What kind of goodies you want? I'll have.
Actually, 8:00 works better for some of the city people.
I should speak for Wayne because he's the one that wants the goodies. You know, he wants his chocolate donuts and coffee. So at 8:00,
and he has his candy cookies.
Yeah, he does have his candy drawer.
I know he's always got hidden candy.
He's got his jelly.
So 8:00 on the 21st. Mm. Even though it'll be a quick meeting.
At 8:00 in the morning.
Every day.
That's
all
the
day.
Goal.
All in his pocket.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, if the agreement is moving forward, even though there is going to be a potential increase in the tipping fee, but we get stability for a longer period of time rather than every year we've got to do an increase.
Right.
I can live with that.
Well, that's kind of where staff is feeling. Yeah, that's what we were feeling comfortable bringing that to you.
Give us stability.
And saying here's what it'll cost to get this for the long term.
Good plan. Because the instability is what caused everything else.
That's why everybody was concerned. Yep. Okay.
All right.
Good. Good timing.
So that takes care of
is there any questions that we can answer for anybody? I mean, I agree with everything that you've both said.
I wouldn't want them answered at this table. They have to be answered at the full board.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Okay.
And at this point, we don't have enough really information.
That's
right.
This is the all they got was what was the. Four sentences in the packet.
Yeah. Okay.
And what you heard.
And I just wanted to be here personally to say it's going positively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
We agree.
We could have a team result if we vote
here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're down to 4-2.
Sure.
Okay, we're gonna exit because I know this.
Before you do, I'm gonna ask that we reopen public comment just for a moment.
Sure, I can do that.
I wanted to thank the Waste Connections. They've agreed to assist the cleanup that's happening at the, under the bridges this weekend.
Super.
They're gonna drop off a couple of dumpsters and pick them up. I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You come in through Durango. It's the same way the sheriff did when he brought them in there.
Yeah, but I don't think their trucks can get in there.
Yeah, they brought a big dumpster in for the sheriff's cleanup, and these are gonna be the smaller ones.
Oh.
I went down there with Kenny from Durango, and he showed me the route. It's pretty secure. Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, usually how we do those arrangements is, Waste Connections usually covers, in certain circumstances, they cover everything, but usually on illegal dumping issues, they cover the transportation costs, and we cover the tipping fees, and we parallel the costs that way.
And that's fine.
It's great. Yeah, this, that whole situation, it's.
It's a mess.
The whole, that's a whole community situation. I mean, it's not the county's responsibility, the city's responsibility, or the, you know, it's everybody's deal. If you talk to anybody on the street, I'll tell you the same.
Yeah.
So it's, that's fantastic.
You know, the interesting thing is we had some people over from Eureka, and they've been here since, this is, what's today, Wednesday?
Yeah, this is.
For a couple of days.
Yeah, this is their second of 3 days.
You know what's so nice? We've been out on the street, and there aren't so many homeless people. And I said, it's all.
We have 10 minutes to break.
I said, wait a minute. I said, you know, it's all from your perspective.
That's true. They know, they see them over there.
We don't want it to be that bad.
It's very true.
Yeah, and you hear that from.
They do, and.
From other towns too, that, you know, all of our homeless are sleeping in the doorways.
Yes.
Sleeping in the park downtown, and I guess that's one thing we can say, all of our homeless found a bridge.
Well, no, I think that what we can say is we're working on it sooner rather than later, because if you don't, it's gonna be bad.
That's right.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for letting us stop in.
Oh, anytime.
It's public meeting.
Okay.
Okay, that was four.
You got 5 minutes for them to make the.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, can we click right through it, because they wanna make this press thing in regards to North State Rail?
Yeah.
Sure. For the goals, I would just say, I don't even have to highlight anything, just note that the top goals are, for the most part, at the top of the goal list. So if you wanna read through them in your own time period, please do so, and feel free to give me a ring if you have individual questions. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
I did review these goals with Bill and Rick.
Thank you for mentioning that, yeah. Rick and I try to do our jobs too.
Especially with the contract going on, you know, Bill and Rick need, and.
Yeah.
How's Rick's surgery, or is he back?
He's back, he's, yeah.
Okay. So, anything else on the alternative funding or the paint care?
With the alternative funding mechanisms, I think this is more to do with, you know, with the new contract, it's gonna resolve a lot of JPA 1 and JPA 2's funding issues. But as far as tackling an incentive for Waste Connections to divert more waste, it actually almost does the opposite. So that's a problem. But we did create sections that was in the original proposed agreement in the RFP that has a goal to recycle an additional 2% of waste each year, which basically parallels population growth and keeps us where we're at. But it does provide some forward thinking.
Are they not interested in recycling, or is it just too much of a hassle?
I guess to put it in perspective, when you have a hauling company that's separate from the landfill operator, the hauling company has its own incentive to divert waste because they're not funneling their own landfill. So they want to divert as much waste as possible so they don't have to pay that tipping fee. Waste Connections doesn't have that incentive on the hauling side because they're hauling to their own facility that they're operating. So it's not that it's impossible to create an incentive, it just makes it one more thing to think about, I guess is a good way, to figure out how we are going to incentivize them to divert waste. Because as an agency, specifically JPA1, it's responsible for closure of the landfill, and the city and the county are both owners of the landfill, and so they're responsible for the landfill for 30 years or until the waste no longer poses a threat, there's no landfill in the state of California that's ever been released of that liability. So you can essentially say that we're responsible for it forever. So we have the incentive to divert as much waste as possible because we don't want to be responsible for that waste.
So how do we put that in the contract?
So that's what we're working towards. And so this is what the report kind of gives some options to. One of the options is, which I think is probably the most viable, is probably option 6, which would be to continue to increase the tipping fee to support additional diversion recycling program costs incurred by the agency and Waste Connections. And we do require this in the new agreement for them to propose additional recycling programs, including anaerobic digestion. I think anaerobic digestion has the best chances of something that would succeed, and we already have a problem with managing our organics. So, and the state's pushing to ban organics or yard waste as ADC, alternative daily cover. So we're looking at having some issues of getting rid of organic waste in the future. And Monterey Waste Management Authority has developed a small-scale anaerobic digestion facility, which costs $40 per ton to operate, which that's our tipping fee for yard waste. So it's right on par with where we're at. But that $40 per ton cost to operate is over, you know, 20 years versus a 10-year contract with Waste Connections. So the thought was is perhaps the agency can look at financing some of the capital costs itself to allow these programs to go forward, just something to think about. The other options are to think about a longer contract. I don't know how the board feels about that, to allow for a larger capital costs to be incurred. Those are just some options. But clearly, there needs to be some sort of incentive, some discussion.
Yeah.
And so I know you're in a time rush, so I don't want to go through each of these points, but I will have this at the full board, for the full board to provide some direction on which way to go.
Well, I think the full board needs to hear it.
Basically, for them to do anything more, Dennis, it either has to be zero cost or they're going to have some kind of cost incentive.
Yeah.
Private business is not going to do it if
And it would be a measurable goal for a cost incentive. I, as you were speaking, we think about this more, but I'm wondering if it wouldn't be wise for us to build the anaerobic digestion system, have it be a county owned facility that was operated by Waste Connections.
And
now it outlives the contract.
Because that would increase what we are doing.
And we could have some minor recovery, you know, for the capital cost of $10 a ton or something.
Sounds good to me.
So what I'm proposing is that Waste Connections provide a report each year that they're going to divert more than the 2% and what the cost of that additional diversion would be, and then the board can take it and consider it whether they want to approve that or not. That's one way to look at it.
Well, then, paint care letter.
Okay, so just really, really quickly, the paint product stewardship bill requires paint manufacturers to fund the take back of paint, as it is one of the highest cost items for hazardous waste facility operators in the nation. Paint Care is the nonprofit organization that was developed by all of the paint manufacturers that sell paint in California to fund the take back program. So every time you buy a can of paint in California, you pay a little fee for the disposal costs at the back end. It requires Paint Care to develop a take back program. Paint Care proposed this agreement to local jurisdictions that then indemnification provisions were not accepted by local jurisdictions statewide. There was only, I want to say, 4 jurisdictions that accepted the indemnification provisions, and the only reason they did so was because they couldn't afford to cover the paint costs anymore. Our legal counsels for both JPA 1 and JPA 2 threw it out the door. They said there's no way. And so what I turned around and asked was, well, can my contractor contract with Paint Care? Would you allow that? And they eventually, at first they said no, And then eventually they worked around to say yes. And then they wanted me to sign a letter approving the contract between them. And I said, no, my legal counsel won't allow me to do that, but I could send a letter of acknowledgement. And so that's what we sent. And they bought on it. So now Eco Solutions, which is the HHW contractor for a subcontractor of Waste Connections and also our direct contractor for the Corning HHW facility, is in negotiations with Paint Care, and it looks like they're going to be able to come to an agreement. For whatever reason, they're not requiring the same indemnification of private contractors that they are of local jurisdictions.
Yeah, they wanted the deep pockets.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. And I can say that now our model letter is being used by their jurisdiction statewide as a solution.
Very good.
So I was very pleased.
That's awesome. To be a leader.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I love hearing that stuff.
So we're going to have a special meeting, hopefully on Tuesday morning.
Yes. And you can read the outreach update at your own convenience.
Yeah, and I have...
You're going to set up outreach again at the fair and... what's the other one?
We got Farmer Markets.
Yeah.
Farmer Festival? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll be recycling at those events.
Very good.
With Pat. And one item, you can read the outreach update. But there's a figure that was not printed because we didn't have it yet. The Roundup Rodeo. Mm-hmm. Path was involved with collection. They received more CRV items than they have in the past, at approximately 448 pounds. Mm-hmm.
448 pounds more?
Correct, of CRV material.
A lot of water bottles sold.
And this year, we had the PATH team collect the Solo Cups, which is from the beer garden section, which is a large amount of material. And we're not sure if they actually counted how many bags were collected. But as we're building this program, this collaborative between our agency, the PATH Recycling Management team, and the fairgrounds personnel, we will be adding to those collections.
Well, Rotary can tell you exactly how many cups they sold.
Yeah, we don't know if they all
we
ended up
in... We can do it that way, but on
yeah.
the back end, we're not sure.
If they all got recycled, but...
Well, that is true.
And the other end is to charge a disposal fee with the beer price. When people are buying beer, they'll pay anything.
Well, yeah.
People think it's already there.
Let me put it a different way. People don't realize that those Solo Cups are recyclable.
That's right.
So if there was a way to have, by where we sell the beer, if we had a recyclable box that said, put your empty Solo Cups here, boy, we could collect a bunch of them for you.
Right.
And I tried to, it was like... last-minute effort.
Rotary's not allowed to pour the beer
in an old container.
Right.
Reused cup.
No reuse, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, if they stand right there in the bar area and drink it, they need a place.
Or they sometimes
even on
they
the go, though.
Yeah, sometimes they even carry it back with them and finish it off and then, grab another one.
Oh, yeah.
What would be the best is that the, I guess, point of pour, when they're handing it over to the customer to say, please recycle it or... Well, or even have a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with signs work. Big red.
The thing is that beer keg. It's literally a truck with the spouts sticking out of it.
Yeah,
so if we can have a sign even on that.
That's what we're saying.
Trailer.
That's what we're saying.
It'd be massive.
We could do that, and then wherever you have a recyclable thing, say Solo Cups, okay. I mean, that's just people don't think that they should.
And I walked around every clear stream on the whole fairgrounds and taped on a sample of a Solo Cup.
Oh, perfect.
To recycle it.
So she did do that.
Yeah.
So that's why we're kind of curious to see.
Okay.
And this is each year we hope to do more, and I really would like, if you guys know.
I never would have thought that those were recyclable. So
if anybody knows anyone on the Roundup Association, I would love to get some announcements during the rodeo, work with the rodeo clown.
I don't know about the announcements, because the sheriff can't even get them to announce lost children.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, it's a real organized.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
not even less children.
It's a theatrical event virtually. I mean, you know, the way they deal with that.
Oh yeah, it's they will announce emergency and an emergency car tow, but other than that, I mean, it's all scripted right down to the second.
Yeah.
You know, and to
and it almost has to be to keep it organized and keep it moving.
Moving, yeah.
But for signage, wouldn't be a problem.
Is that
profit? You know, the other thing is most people look down after they have a couple of beers. You can put signs right up at the table where they take the beer, and we could just keep going.
Oh, we can. No, we can. We can help you out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can. We can put signs on the table. We can put signs on the trailer. Because you see, we're all
we do the beer stuff.
Okay.
So I didn't realize that solo cups were recyclable either.
You know, the next big thing is the Crawdad Festival, and the Chamber's doing that this year.
Mm-hmm. Chamber's doing that,
and so
it's at the fairgrounds.
And that would be a good.
Rotary's doing
the Rotary's selling the beer, so we'll, we can.
Okay.
And I'm sure Dave Gowan would be happy to help out. And
because we can twist his arm.
Yeah, and you Bill and I are members, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a whole weekend.
3 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than a weekend.
That's true.
What weekend is it?
It's the 6th, 7th, 8th, or 7th, 8th, 9th of June.
It's coming up
pretty soon.
It's coming up real soon, yeah.
7th, 8th, 9th.
7th, 8th, 9th, yeah.
And I would like to say that the path has been very gracious in adding materials that they're collecting as recyclables that do not have redemption value. So they've collected all the solo cups on their own time and on their own dime, and just to support the program. So, you know, the CRV, they have an incentive or small incentive, but as far as the solo cups, it provides a service to the fairgrounds because then they're not having to clean up all of the mess after the event. But it also increases the amount of recyclables. So if you have the opportunity to thank them, please do so.
Okay.
Can you make your?
I don't know. I walked over here, so I need somebody else to think about going over there. Are you going over there?
I'll go over there. Yeah.
I just have to be back at 3 o'clock to meet with the DA for budget.
Okay. Do you need to ride back?
I was too late.
These are the minutes that you approved or the game approved.
No, right. Are you thinking about running over there?